March 16. Exodus 27. John 6. Proverbs 3. Galatians 2. Jesus declares himself to be the bread of life. John chapter 6, verse 35. The bread of God. Verse 33. The language is metaphorical, of course. That is made clear by verse 35, where the metaphor is unpacked just a little. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. One normally eats bread. One does not come to bread or believe in bread. Thus, what Jesus means by eating this bread of life must be largely equivalent to what it means to come to Jesus and believe in him. This bread of life discourse, as it is called, follows the feeding of the 5,000, verses 1 through 15. There Jesus provides bread and fish to the hungry masses. These were the staple foods of Galilee. He provided what was needed to sustain life. But in this gospel, the evangelist points out that Jesus' miracles are not mere events of power. They are significant. They point beyond themselves, like signs. This miracle points to the fact that Jesus not only provides bread, but rightly understood, he is bread. He is the staple, apart from which there is no real life at all. Further, he is the ultimate manna. Verses 30 through 33. His interlocutors remind him that Moses provided manna, bread from heaven. Exodus chapter 16. And they want him to do the same. After all, he had done it the day before, in the feeding of the 5,000. If Jesus has performed the miracle once, why not again? And again and again. Isn't that what Moses did? But Jesus insists the ultimate source of the bread from heaven was not Moses, but God. And the ultimate bread from heaven was not the manna of the wilderness years, but the one who came down from heaven, Jesus himself. After all, everyone who ate the manna in the wilderness died. Those who eat the ultimate bread from heaven, the antitype of the manna, never die. People in an agrarian culture understand that almost everything they eat is something that has died. We think of food as packaged things. The reality is that when you eat a hamburger, you are eating a dead cow, dead wheat, dead lettuce, dead tomatoes, dead onions, and so forth. The chief exception is the odd mineral, like salt. Jesus' audience and John's readership understood that other things die so that we may live. If those other things don't die, we do. Jesus gives his life so that we may live. Either he dies, or we do. He is the true bread from heaven who gives his life for the life of the world. Verse 51.